Welcome to Connection Point, GovConnection's podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and today's podcast is presented by GovConnection in partnership with Motorola. I'm joined by Kevin Goulet from Motorola. We're going to be talking about some of the considerations that IT need and organizations need to think about with regards to wireless networking and the networks that our employees, customers, and users are accessing these days. And Kevin, I think there's one thing that you, myself, the listeners, we can all agree upon, that our reliance on wires is getting less and less per day. We've got this younger generation coming out from our workforce, coming into our workforce that is not used to plugging into a wall to work. They're used to having wireless on their college campus, at the dorm, at the coffee shop. I can only imagine that one day the idea of plugging a wire into a computer to access a network is going to be looked upon the same way that I look upon 8-tracks.
James, that's a great point and a great lead into our chat today. You know, we look at it when we talk to companies around the globe as a real transitional shift happening in their workforces. As you alluded, if you think about today's new entrants into the workforce, these are folks, young generation that grew up at home having wireless connectivity to everything, went to high school, had wireless in most of their classrooms and in their facilities, off to college. Where most universities today are completely ubiquitous in terms of wireless LAN coverage. They walk out of a classroom with a laptop opened up, move out into the quad, and continue either a conversation they're having or some collaboration they're doing with other students or professors. So the thought of them walking into a workplace and IT handing them an Ethernet cable is going to bring some interesting crossed eyes in terms of response. So absolutely you're right. Now, there's one other element besides the human element, which I think is real and is something that IT organizations are taking into account. There's productivity and cost here too, James. If you look at the way we've done it in the past, if you will, we've developed an architecture that has a wireless network, a wired network at its base, and then a wireless network overlaid on top of it that's plugged into the wired network. If you think about it, those are two parallel redundant networks with the resultant cost, maintenance, and workload associated with them. We see a future where that one wireless network can pretty much take care of every connectivity element that most enterprises have, especially important as you get into branch offices and things. And from a productivity standpoint, when you have your workers untethered, when they're able to, whether it's be out on the shop floor or on the manufacturing floor, be able to answer questions and have data at their hand, regardless of where they are, whenever the business requires it, the productivity levels also go up pretty dramatically.
Let's dive deeper into the transformation that IT is going to see over the coming years, and let's go with the idea that you brought up here of the branch office.
Absolutely. When you're a company who is needing to open a sales office remotely, some kind of field office or organization, typically you'll come into a piece of real estate that probably doesn't have infrastructure laid throughout it. And so now a decision is in IT's hands. How do they architect that branch? We're seeing more and more companies going with the all-wireless approach. It's flexible. It's certainly more cost-effective than the, as you mentioned, the wired and the wireless overlay. And so I think some of the things that were concerning in the past for IT was, will it be secure enough? Will it be reliable enough? I'm certainly here to say today that we feel when planned properly, architected properly, and installed properly, we absolutely feel wireless can be as secure, as reliable, if not more so, than a wired network.
And Kevin, what else besides security and reliability does a company really need to keep in focus?
Branch is unique in that the folks working in the branch are employees of the company, of the enterprise, if you will. And what they expect are the same level of tool sets, the same level of connectivity, the same level of collaboration that they have when they're at the home office, at headquarters. And that's the employee side. I think another very, very important point is IT, who is now charged with managing, supporting, implementing and keeping that network up and running. They want the branch to look as simply an extension of the headquarters location. They don't want, for example, unique infrastructure in the branch office. Ideal for them is a branch office that actually is connected to the headquarters location, where troubleshooting can be done remotely. If there's an issue, for example, in a branch office, one of the most costly elements is solving that trouble. There's tools that we've provided at Motorola, our advanced troubleshooting tool, that actually allows an IT administrator in corporate headquarters to do some pretty detailed level one troubleshooting of a wireless network, whether it's in Omaha or in Topeka, and be able to actually solve problems from the desktop, sitting in sitting at the headquarters, wherever that may be.
We've brought up these ideas as enterprise considerations. What about the small and medium sized companies out there? Are there any major differences in planning between the two?
I think there are differences, James. If you look at the enterprise, again, what our customers are telling us, the CIOs, the IT leads are, please make it feel like my home office, my headquarters location, regardless of which branch, I'm in. From a small, medium business, if you're starting fresh, James, I think you're looking at a scalable network. Small businesses don't aspire to be small businesses. They aspire to be large businesses someday. So what they need is a robust, reliable, secure network that can grow as their business grows. And both in that same small facility where they've started to perhaps a larger facility when they've outgrown those four walls and need a larger facility. But the needs there are the same. They need the secure, reliability, easy troubleshooting, easy management that a large headquarters organization is requiring, but they won't have multiple locations typically until they grow. But you'd certainly need to plan and provide a scalable solution that will get them to that larger place someday.
Kevin, running short on time for this Connection Point episode, so here's what I'd like to do. Invite you back, continue our discussion, but focus it a bit more on Motorola and discuss some of the unique visions that the company has with regards to wireless networking. Our listeners, they are going to be able to find that conversation through GovConnection, just as they did for today's chat. In the meantime, I want to remind everyone that this podcast is presented by GovConnection in partnership with Motorola. If you want any more information or any other IT services or offerings, you can contact your GovConnection account manager. You can also go online, www.govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.